Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast, prepared very early on this Tuesday morning. Today, Brooksine, Astaire, and I are going into New York on a bus trip and do some sightseeing and attend the Brooklyn Tabernacle service tonight. So I'm preparing this message, this podcast, about 5:30 in the morning, and Brooksine is not out with me now. And I realize my voice has that morning sound, but I am fully awake and preparing to share a portion of God's Word with you. This ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled, Stormy Winds. The scripture text is from Psalm 148, 7 and 8. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures into all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do His bidding. This last Saturday, we went to an excellent dramatic choral presentation called The Psalms of David at the Living Waters Theater in Lancaster County. The narration, songs, and drama began with the story of David and the setting of the Psalms, and then demonstrated their influence on sacred music all through the church age. From the great composers such as Bach and Handel to Isaac Watts, historic hymn writers like Charles Wesley and Fanny Crosby were featured. The old spirituals were lively and reminded us of what it was like for the years of slavery for many. The style of music eventually moved into our own time period and how many of the contemporary praise and worship songs we sing are influenced by the Psalms. It was a spiritually refreshing experience and gave us an even greater appreciation for all styles of music. Today's message is prompted by a psalm. I must admit, I really like storms. Not the damage, or certainly not the injuries or deaths that some storms bring, but the awesome display of God's created order. Brooksine and I often take long walks and on several occasions have been caught in a severe storm with windy, howling conditions and pouring rain. Psalm 148 is not necessarily one of the better known psalms, and I doubt if very many readers would list it among their favorites. It begins and ends with the Hebrew phrase, Hallelujah, that we also use in the English, translated, Praise the Lord. In fact, the word praise is found 12 times in this short psalm. Consider the portion of our daily verse that states, that do His bidding. Although it seems the overall focus of Psalm 148 is to express the universal praise of which God is worthy, I want to give attention to this little portion of God's Word today. The phrase, that do His bidding, is grammatically associated with the words that immediately preceded, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds. Generally, are these not those conditions in which we find discomfort? But God's Word says they do His bidding. Remember this the next time you face a storm in life, whether it's literal or spiritual. God has authority over the storms that wreak havoc all about us, whether it's literally speaking or figuratively speaking. But we can be assured that ultimately they do His bidding. Last night, Brooksine did prepare the prayer before going to bed. She's not up yet, and I know she didn't sleep well last night, so I'll read the prayer that she wrote. Jesus, You are the peace speaker who controls the winds and waves. All of Your creation must submit to Your bidding. Nothing escapes Your attention nor control, nor can anything exceed Your power or authority. Help us to trust You during the times of calm and during the tidal waves of life. You are an ever-present, ever-powerful God who is worthy of all our praise. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. I say us, although I'm not here by myself, for the podcast, but the message indeed is prepared by both myself and my wife, Brooksine. Today we will be going into New York City, joining a group of fellow ministers for a bus trip into the city with a tour of the Statue of Liberty and some sightseeing, and then this evening attending the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, which we're really looking forward to doing. We have a photo up on the site today that a friend sent me yesterday of stormy appearing waves off of Lake Ontario up in New York, Oswego, New York. Also today on the site have several songs of the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, if you'd like to listen to them, online recordings of the choir itself. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged, and recognize that the storms you face in life truly do God's bidding.